setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. 844-747-2577 is the phone number for you to join the conversation. It's all about you, but why is it all about you? Because every man and woman on the planet was created to fill a unique role. That means you're needed. And that means you must do it. You have a duty to be you. So stop trying to be somebody else. And let's get real clear on who you are. What do you do best? Talent, strengths, skills. What do you love to do most? Passion, work that makes your heart come alive. Work that creates results that matter deeply to you. That's the formula. You use what you do best to do what you love to do most. That's the sweet spot. And let's help you figure that out. In that sweet spot are multiple jobs, multiple career paths, but always work that matters deeply to you on behalf of others. It's not about you. We work not to live. We live to work. That's a whole different perspective. So we're thrilled to have you with us today. Let's go. 844-747-2577 to Fort Wayne, Indiana. We go. Andrea's on the line. Andrea, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. I am a new listener. I just actually heard you on the Rachel Hollis podcast and been listening for the last couple of weeks. So I'm excited to talk to you.
Oh, well, that's so cool. I love Rachel and what she's doing. Thanks for calling in. How can I help?
Hey, okay, so I have been working towards the dream job for the last, you know, since college, last 10 years or so, and I finally am at a spot that I really love that I feel like I'm meant to do. I am running an entire business with a team of owners that are kind of pretty hands-off, so I kind of run the show, but I want to talk to them about money.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a review in about a year. There's no bonus plan, the compensation, bonuses, commission, anything like that. And I want to come off as like, hey, you know, I will respectful. I love my job. I love the flexibility of it. But I do feel like the whole ship is on my shoulders. And I just want to, I'm just trying to struggle. I'm struggling with how to approach that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really good question. And by the way, that struggle is normal because in some weird way, it feels like confrontation. It doesn't mean it's negative confrontation, but you're confronting the fact that you haven't had a review. You're confronting the fact that there's no growth plan. And so those two words are what I want you to focus on. And what I don't want you to go in and ask for more money. That's not it. What you go in and you ask them for is a written out growth plan that both you and they, the ownership group, agree on. So, for instance, when you start talking about growth plan, you go, hey, listen, I'd love to talk about the company, my growth and its growth, because I love what I'm doing. I'm really, really happy. But I'm just like every other human being. I'm just like you guys and gals. And I like measurements so that I can see my growth and the company's growth. And so I would love to sit down and talk about performance measurements as the leader of the company. And as I continue to grow the company, my influence and income, those are the two I words, right? We're looking for influence and income growth. And so I just want to figure out a way that we can measure that. You know, do we do this annually? Are we looking at quarters? You know, is it, what do you guys believe a great incentive plan looks like? Do you see how that sounds versus going and going, hey guys, I'd like to talk about a raise?
Yes, absolutely. And it's the kind of business that, you know, we're doing the same thing and running the same contracts all the time. So, you know, the business coming in is pretty much the same all the time, but the money can fluctuate. And I'm running the sales on that side too. So
that's
that
right.
the growth aspect definitely makes more sense and seems more approachable on both sides.
Yeah, see, when you come to them and you're not putting them on the defensive by talking about a raise, but you're talking about growth of the company and your growth, you're talking about Mm-hmm. You really don't. In this case, you can't get much more influence. You're running the company. So in this case, you're looking at income and
what's measurable.
Yeah. But you're looking at income, and you're only looking at income as it relates to the influx of new business. So you want to always tie mm-hmm. your raised income to measurements that they're excited about. So as we see more an influx of company revenue, then I want my income tied to that. Like, you shouldn't be capped. You should have performance measurements. And so anytime you tie income increase to measurements, if it's a healthy ownership group, they're going to be thrilled with that conversation. And you just say, hey, I just want to set a growth plan. Where do you guys think I can grow? How can I grow?
Yeah.
You know?
Stay interested.
Yeah.
Like, motivated.
Let them speak into you on where they think you can grow as a leader and things like that, and say, I want a growth plan on personal development. I'd love a growth plan on income. And all of those things, I'd love to be measured and to get in a rhythm of a, you know, at least an annual, if not a quarterly review. What are some incentives? That's the other I word that I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. So anytime you mention those kind of things, it's going to be a much more healthy conversation. And not only do you not make them feel defensive, you also don't feel as awkward because you're not going in there going, give me more money. You're tying it to your performance, which is measured.
It's hard because there's no promotion space because
you run the company.
There's nobody above me.
That's right.
Yeah,
so, but you know what? There is. What do they want you to do? In one sentence, what do they want you to do?
Successfully and keep this business, you know, profitable.
Yeah, let's just be more crass. They want you to make them more money, yes or no?
Yeah, totally.
Right? Of course. So when you make them more money, you should make more money. Let's just get it. It needs to be written out. So you're absolutely spot on with your question, but never ask for a raise. Ask for a growth plan. Okay. And in the growth plan, obviously, we have income tied to incentives that are measured. So that's good advice, not just for Andrea, but for the rest of you. Don't ask for a raise. Ask for a growth plan. Because then you almost, in a positive way, paint them in a corner. But the negative painting someone in the corner is going, hey, I haven't had a raise in a while. We haven't talked about a raise. Can I have a raise? Just puts them on defense. Then they start coming up with all the reasons why you shouldn't get a raise to then make themselves feel better. You see what's going on there, folks? That's the psychology. As opposed to, hey, I want to keep growing, just like you. I want to advance up the ladder. I want more results, influence, income. But I know that that's only going to come with measured growth. So I'd love to work with you and come up with a growth plan so that you can see where I'm growing. It's measured, and there's obviously incentive and reward at the end. Total different conversation. You're putting the ball in their lap in a positive way, going, I want your insight. Where can I grow? What can I do better? And if I do that, what do you think the incentive program should be? That's how we talk about more money. Don't move. More of your calls coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Are you feeling stuck and disengaged in your current job? If you're searching for a new job for any reason, the Get Hired live stream event on April the 27th is for you. At this event, you're going to learn how to get clear on what you do best, get qualified for the job you want, and get connected to job opportunities. No matter what your situation is, there is hope. Join me on Tuesday, April the 27th to take control of your career and start working toward what you were born to do. Text the word HIRED to 33789 to learn more. Helping people be seen as the world sees them. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken, thrilled to have you with us. Helping you realize, maybe for the first time in your life, who you really are by looking inward. What do you do best? What do you love to do most? What do you do best? Natural talent, strengths that can be honed into sharp skills for the purposes of doing work that matters deeply to you? Passion. What makes your heart come alive? Who do you want to help? What problems do you want to solve? What solutions do you want to provide? That's how we figure out passion. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Oh, this is fun. We're going to go to where the Ken Coleman Show started many years ago on our affiliate, which, by the way, the very first of our nationally syndicated affiliates, the Jacobs Media Corporation, dear friends, WDUN, Gainesville, Georgia. That's where Brittany's on the line. Brittany, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I'm really excited to finally get your perspective. How are you?
I am living the dream. Are you kidding me? I'm thinking about Gainesville, Georgia right now. Many, many days doing the show down there. How's the weather today?
You know, it's beautiful. It's perfect.
Holy cow, I'm a little jealous. How can I help today?
Okay, so I have been a Ken Coleman listener for not too long, but long enough to have been working through my sweet spot, and I've heard enough of your callers to have worked it out on my own. Like, they've kind of painted my picture.
Good.
So I kind of know where I need to go.
Great.
So I don't need help with that necessarily, but in finding my sweet spot, a position became open within my company that is perfect for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have applied for the position. I do have an interview coming up, but I have a few issues with the position. So I found that my sweet spot is in training and coaching.
Okay.
And it would be a training position.
Great.
So that's great. There is no sweeter position for me.
Okay.
It truly is what makes my heart come alive. The problem is that it would only be $2,000 more than what I make now.
Okay.
And it would change my child care cost to $7,500 more per year.
Why is that? Help me understand that.
Well, it's because where my income is now, I qualify for child care assistance, but I'm at the top of the bracket. So if I get a pay increase of just $2,000, I wouldn't qualify for that child care assistance anymore, and I would have to pay the full price.
Yeah,
childcare.
But that's a solvable issue. That's not something that would keep you from doing this, because you know what you're looking at right now? This is a perspective thing. You're looking at, mm-hmm. Well, I'm only making $2,000 more to step into my sweet spot, to get started doing the thing that I know I'm supposed to do. Did you pick up on that? Just get started. This is your entry point. So you're looking at
right.
it going, my entry point to do the work I love, there's nothing sweeter, were your words. But you don't,
right.
you're starting to doubt whether you should do it, just because now that $2,000 bump makes you have to come up with, you know, more money for childcare.
It would financially set me back.
I get it. I get it. There's another way, though.
There's another concern that I have, is that it would change my total commute time from around an hour and a half a day to 3.5 hours a day, because the location is different.
Oh, good Lord.
Okay. So that would essentially take me from a 9.5 hour day, like including work and commute.
Oh, okay. All right.
Around 12 and a half hours a day
that's
outside of the home.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. Okay. I was willing to help you find a way on problem one. Problem two is insane. There's no reason.
Okay.
There's no reason for you to take this gig right now. Because there's other training roles. So I'd rather you sit tight. We know what you want to do, where you want to do it. Well, that's yet to be revealed, but it's not worth it right now. No, not to add all that
okay.
time in the car. That's insane. Because what you're essentially
right.
saying is that's the only place that you can do work that you love. And that's just simply not the case. So now we start looking, but where are you driving to now? It's the same company. Where are you?
It is, but we have satellite offices.
Oh.
So I'm.
Then why don't
I'm
you just
looking.
Tell them? Why don't you say, hey, I can't do this as a mom, and don't talk about the healthcare, just the childcare issue. Just talk about the fact that it's not good for my life to be that much time away, and half of it almost is in the car. So
right.
we're not going to do that. Doesn't make sense. That doesn't make me good for you. So I'm going to have to respectfully and really disappointingly
right.
say no right now to this one. If we have a training role show up in another office, great. And you stay where you are while immediately beginning to look for other training roles and getting qualified for other training roles
okay.
so that you can step beautifully out of this and not take a financial step back. So this is one of those
it,
where it's not as good of opportunity as you think.
is it inappropriate for me to ask for an accommodation to work out of my current office and
yeah.
still fulfill the role?
Yes, because did they not offer it to you?
They have not. The role currently is in a specific location.
I know.
Company, but, just,
but they want you
sorry,
to do it. They want you to do it, correct?
I haven't been offered the position yet.
Oh,
but
okay.
Everyone that I've talked to within the company has encouraged me to apply. I've talked to HR. HR is actually excited for me to come in and interview.
Well, then do it.
My potential supervisor is excited to have me interview for it. So.
Okay. So here's what I'm telling you. Do the interview. And if they want mm-hmm. you, say, the only way I can do this is if I can do it from here.
Okay.
Or if you want to say, hey, I've been told to apply. I'm actually interested in the position, but here's the problem. Maybe do it on the front end.
Okay.
Now that I think about it, and I'm not trying to be, my point is if they really, really want you, then you can, then and only then can you say, hey, I just can't do this at the other location because of the 3.5 hours in the car every day. That's insane.
Right.
And let's see
I'm
how they
thinking
react.
That it would end up making me resent the job.
I promise you it would.
Spending so much time in the car.
I promise you it would. So that's why I'm telling you, Brittany, you know what you want to do. Rest. Start looking other places. Run this thing out. Play it out. Let's see where it goes. But also begin looking other places. Because there's no reason that you should have to drive 3.5 hours a day. And quite frankly, you're already driving an hour, I think, total, I guess. So, you know, that's fine. That's fine. But not 3.5 hours. That's see, you could be in your sweet spot and still be miserable, right? That would add to it. You can also be in your sweet spot and be miserable because of the people around you. So you could be doing the right thing in the wrong place. This would be an example of doing the right thing in the wrong place. It's the right thing. You love it. But it's exhausting mentally and emotionally and physically when you got to drive 3.5 hours round trip. That's insane. No need to do that. Appreciate the call, Brittany. All right, let's go to social media. We got a question from our official Ken Coleman community on Facebook. Which, by the way, this is only a couple weeks old. This is so fun. She says, I've received a verbal job offer. How do I go about asking for a formal offer letter and not sound pushy? I always love these questions because the simple answer is, ask them if they're going to be submitting a formal offer and don't be pushy in how you ask. But I understand what you're saying. You're saying, I want to kind of nudge them to send me the formal offer, or I'm just kind of interested to know, they gave me the verbal, and how do I do this? So simplify this. The answer to this, Jenny, is to simplify. So follow up with the person who gave you the verbal and say, hey, I want to do this. Is this verbal only, or are we going to a formal letter? I just wanted to follow up on that and leave it at that. That's it. Just a little information is all you're looking for. Keep it simple. That's not pushy. Yeah. And lead with, I'm so grateful for the verbal offer. So excited to get started. Just checking in. Is there going to be a formal, or is the verbal good? And my verbal, do you just need a verbal yes from me? If so, I'm happy to give it. That's the approach. By the way, we're really excited about the official Ken Coleman community on Facebook. It's growing. This is a great place to connect with others who are on similar journeys. And we're already seeing people interacting with each other, answering each other's questions, the whole nine yards. It's a lot of fun. So just search the official Ken Coleman community on Facebook and click join. I'll be in there soon. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. Welcome back, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show, helping you discover what you were created to do. And then we're here to help you come up with a plan, a clear path to climb that mountain to your dream job. It is doable. It is not a fantasy. It's not a big, giant stroke of luck. It's a process, and it is there for you. 844-747-2577, the number. 844-747-2577. 877. Thrilled to have you all with us. You can connect with us via the podcast of the show as well. If you listen to us, you caught a little bit of the show, or you're catching a little bit, you got to move, got to get out of the car. Well, guess what? Every day, Joe, the producer, posts our daily show on our podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts, it's free. Just search The Ken Coleman Show. Also, you like YouTube, we are putting a clip a day, so one full call. We've got a catalog. So all of that at YouTube. Just search The Ken Coleman Show on YouTube. So those are two great on-demand, free opportunities for you to listen or for you to share the show. You're listening to the show and you've got a friend or loved one that needs to hear this stuff, that needs some clarity so they can get unstuck. Share the show. KenColeman.com for links to all that stuff I just shared with you, and to connect with us on social media. And while we're talking social media, just launched the official Ken Coleman community on Facebook. Oh, we're going to do some special stuff there, so jump in. You want to be encouraged by other people on the same journey? Get over there on Facebook. Just search the official Ken Coleman community. All right. Up next is Shade in Charlotte, North Carolina. Shade, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi. Hello, Ken.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. The question I had today, I kind of wrote it down, so hopefully I get to say everything that I'm supposed to say. So I'm 26. I have a 10-month-old and an 8-year-old. So I'm kind of busy at home and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm currently finding myself working in a field that I love. I love skincare. And I just like the whole process that goes with it. I recently accepted the fact that I'm just passionate about it.
Yeah.
But I feel stuck, non-progressive, and I mean career-wise and income-wise. I just feel like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I feel like I can do more.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to feel like I'm doing the same thing daily. So I work in a med spa, which I love the idea of working in a med spa, but it's about 2 years old, so it's considered a baby spa. And I feel like the things that we do, we could be doing more. So I just kind of feel complacent, just doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
The structure of the place has recently gotten just a tad bit poor and unorganized. So that kind of helps to make me feel a bit frustrated. But it's a great company, great people.
Yeah.
I kind of wrote down a bit of what I thought was a bit of my talents or skill. It was like, I love learning. My communication is good. I always analyze things. I think that's good for what I do. I'm good with problem solving in terms of people. I tend to give good advice, and I kind of ask people some of these things, and that's kind of what they say. And I'm learning quickly. Some of my cons are I overthink stuff. I'm a jack of all trades, but master of none. Mm-hmm. I'm a bit of a perfectionist. I get bored easily and somewhat doubtful.
And somewhat what?
So I don't know what to do. Somewhat doubtful.
Yeah. What's interesting to me, I love that you just gave me your talents and passions. I don't know that we need to discuss that. We might, but I don't think that's the case, because what I heard, now you tell me if I didn't hear the right thing. What I heard was you love skincare, and it's not just skincare. You like actually giving good skincare to people. So you like the science of it or the art of it, but you also love the result of it, how it makes people look and feel about themselves. That's what I heard. Am I right?
Yes.
What I
also want to go to school for nursing with it.
Yeah. So what I heard is that you love the field of skincare and you're in the field of skincare, but you have capped out. You have hit your lid in your current place of work. Is that correct?
Yeah, kind of. Yes and no. Because since I started working 5 years ago in the field, because I'm also a massage therapist, I'm usually looking at 10 to 18K a year. Now I'm anywhere from 33 to 44, which is huge for me.
Yeah.
But I feel like I can do more, but I won't be able to.
Why? Why do you think you won't be able to?
Because we're on the smaller side.
Yeah, but that's what I just said. So you have hit your lid in this current company, but you've not hit your lid in the industry. Do you see the difference?
I know, but I don't know, because around the area that I am, I feel like this is like one of the higher paying.
No, you're not thinking big enough on me. Now you just said you were doubtful and you were telling the truth.
Yes.
You're letting doubt cloud you right now. So let me walk you through some very logical thoughts. Okay? I'm not an emotional thinker. I'm a logical thinker. So let's have some correct logical thoughts today.
Okay.
Let's go forward for a little bit. in your industry of skincare, you said nursing, whatever. What is a position? And I don't care what the title is, so don't get hung up on this. But can you visualize right now? Or if you can't visualize, you know, with about 5 minutes of research, you could identify positions that are way higher up the ladder in the same field that pay way more than you're making right now. Is this true?
Yeah.
Of course.
And
wait. You don't get to talk right now because you are full of doubt. So we don't do doubt on this show. We do logic and we think and then we feel. So if those higher positions are in your field, would you love to do some of those things? Would you be thrilled if you were doing those things and making the money attached with that?
Definitely, yes.
Of course you would, Shade. So why in the world would you be sitting on the telephone right now telling me that you don't have a lid? You do have a lid on you. I think you are accurate in saying that you're in a small salon or whatever you want to call it right now, and their growth is somewhat limiting your growth, but you know what you want to do. You know that it can pay you very well. You have already moved up in your field very nicely, I might add. I'm proud of you. You have doubled your income. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. So why can't you double it again and keep moving up? So I'm not even going to let you answer the question because I'm not going to let doubtful Shade talk. I'm only going to let hopeful Shade talk. So hopeful Shade, if you're in there listening to me, hopeful Shade, what would you have to learn and do in order to keep moving up the ladder in that field?
I've actually looked it over and even gone to the community college to speak with a couple people. But what I wanted to do would probably I would want to do nursing because I want to be more invasive with the skin.
Great.
So I'm looking at a 3-year track for that, I guess.
Look at Hopeful Shade. She's awesome. Hopeful Shade has already done the research, which is what I tell people in the research stage of realizing the dream. It's stage two. In research, we're going to find out what we need to learn and do to get qualified to actually do what we want to do. You've done that. The next thing we got to look at is how much is that going to cost me? I imagine you figured that out too, or you're looking at multiple options. And then the third thing is based on your financial reality and your schedule with those two little ones, how long is it going to take me? And once you get the answer to that, guess what we've got, Shade? A clear path. Shade.
Yes.
You know what to do. Go do it.
Okay.
I'm proud of you. You've already done so many great things. Don't let doubt steer you the wrong direction. Or really, I think doubt's keeping you in the starting blocks, and I want you out of the starting blocks. So get all those answers. Get multiple answers to those three questions. What do I need to learn to do to get qualified? How much is that going to cost me? How long is that going to take? Folks, that's research, stage two of realizing the dream. Then after that, Shade, guess what? It's time for you to engage. Once you've got the plan, engage. Start the plan. Who cares if it's going to take 3 years? Took me 7 years to get to Ramsey, another almost 2.5, 3 to land where I am now to be able to get to do what I always wanted to do. Are you willing to do what it takes? Yeah. Are you willing to wait as long as it takes? Whoa, that is what keeps average from becoming great. Do it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken, and we're not your typical talk radio show. Not talking about DC, left, right, what party you're from. No, we're talking purpose. We're going to talk about what your sweet spot is, the intersection of what you do best and what you love to do most. You use what you do best, talent, strengths, and skills to perform work that makes your heart sing. You know what I'm talking about. Even if you've never done it, you can imagine it. You know. Work that matters deeply to you because it creates results that you see are far, far beyond anything about you. It's about others. That's why we're here. So we're here to help you figure out what that primary role is, and let's show you all the different jobs and career paths will allow you to fill that role. So let's start back to the lines. Alex is on the line in Dallas, Texas. Alex, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
So I am trying to get into the aerospace engineering field. I have a bachelor's in mechanical engineering. Out of college, I wasn't able to get into a job in that area, and so I've just been doing civil engineering work. So I'm trying to figure out what next steps I should take to get into that job that I'm wanting to do.
Well, are you very clear on what it takes to get qualified?
Well, that's the thing. So for this very specific job, I want to be a guidance navigation and controls engineer. And I've looked on Lockheed Martin's website and seen the job application, and two very specific programs they use are C++ and MATLAB. And so I'm wanting to get certified in there, but I'm also debating whether I should get my master's in aerospace engineering.
Well, again, let me ask my question again, because you never really answered me. You're speaking in language that I'm having a hard time understanding, because this is a very specific field. What I'm asking you is, are you very clear on what it would take to get qualified for you to get that job, that engineering role that you just described? Yes or no?
Yes.
Of course, the answer is yes. But I don't think the master's degree is part of it. Seems to me that there were some, you've mentioned a couple of different classes that you could take or things that you could do, and that would make you qualified. But then you said, well, but I'm not sure I need to get my master's. So leads me to believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that it's not very clear, or it's not clearly stated that you'd have to have a master's to get that job. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right.
Yeah. So if someone says, like a Lockheed Martin, and they show you a position that they have open that you would love to have, and it doesn't say clearly all candidates must have a master's degree, I wouldn't toy with the master's degree. I feel like it's wasted time and money.
Okay.
I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. I'm not trying to be glib. I just, if it's not required, why would you do it? Now, let me tell you where you can go check me on this. I'd go talk to some people to the extent that you can, and you got to find somebody who knows about this besides just the folks at Lockheed Martin, where you want to apply. Does the master's give you an edge on anybody else? If it doesn't, and I just got to believe it doesn't, or else they would say you have to have it. So to me, it's about the proximity principle, the best-selling book I wrote. Get around the people that are doing what you want to do. Get in places where that kind of work is happening. Let's talk to some real people who have justifiably credible opinions. They've got knowledge, which are facts, and they've got wisdom, which is experience. And Alex, that's all you need. And so it doesn't seem to me that getting the master's is a clear path for me. I wouldn't do it. Not until I found out that it was absolutely a game-changing advantage.
Okay. So would you say just take these classes, get these few certifications that I can get, and just try doing some projects on my own would be the best next step? And, of course, talk to people that I can.
Yeah, I want you to use the proximity principle, which I just talked to you about, and I'm going to give you the copy of the book if you don't have it. Do you have the book?
Yeah, I have the audiobook that I listen to.
Oh, fantastic. Yours truly reading to you. So I tell you exactly how to do this. So you're set there. But yes, you need to go get the certifications, because those are the fundamental requirements. Those need to get done. Now, as to whether or not you go do some projects on your own, I don't know what that means. But if that makes you more qualified, sure. Absolutely. Because there's a difference between certification. I'm certified and I'm experienced, meaning I've used said certification. You see the difference?
Right. Well, yeah. And well, I don't even necessarily need these certifications. I could do it with just, you know, a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering. The thing is, I'm not very competitive. There's a lot of people who want to do what I want to do.
Right, but that's why I think you should do the certifications, because those are clearly listed as competitive advantages.
Right.
So of course I do the competitive advantage. But you are a part of a culture that is just, they've just, culture's done this to you. It's done it to me. I've rejected the Matrix. I'm outside the Matrix, Alex. Okay? You're probably not even old enough to even know what that means, the movie The Matrix. But I'm outside the Matrix.
No idea.
Okay, great. Listen, I don't think that college or a degree makes you any more qualified than anybody else. Is it a rite of passage for certain jobs? Yeah, so you got to have it. But you going to get a master's degree right now is not going to make you more qualified. You and I both know it. We just need to say it and be okay with it. So go get the certifications. And don't worry about the master's degree. But again, let's go talk to people who are in your field and let's get clarity on that. Let's be absolutely certain because they know it's their world. So that's all you got to do. Let's just do what we know works. Let's go to Cindy, who's on the line in Savage, Minnesota. Cindy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited to talk to you.
Oh, you're so sweet. I'm excited to talk to you. How can I help?
Well, Ken, let me just paint a picture here. I'm a single mother of two. I'm 29. My boys are 6 and 3. I'm the only provider. I am literally doing everything. They reside with me, so I am doing school drop-offs, pickups, laundry, cooking, all of these things while still trying to pursue my dream. So I know what my sweet spot is. I know what I'm really good at. I know what I want to pursue, and I started already taking steps towards that. However, I'm having a hard time reconciling with the fact that it's going to take a bit of time.
Hold on a second. Cindy, your phone is either badly positioned. I didn't hear that last sentence, and you were beginning to muffle on me. So you told me you know your sweet spot, but there was a key phrase here, and we only got about a minute here, unfortunately. So tell me what is going on.
That's all right. I'm having a hard time reconciling with the fact that it's going to take a really long time.
Ah,
because of my schedule, because I'm pulling in all directions, soccer practice, and I'm still working.
I get it. How long do you think it's going to take? So, what are you forecasting it's going to take to be able to get in the dream job? How long?
It seems impossible, Ken, but I want to be a writer, and I am really good at it. I've already started writing. It could take years.
Okay, but hold on a second. Real quick. Tell me real quick, because I got the answer for you. What do you want to write? Are we talking novels? What are we talking about?
Yep. Thrillers and mysteries.
Okay, here it is. First of all, I've been there. It took me 7 years to get to Ramsey Solutions, another 2.5 to get the opportunity to do what I get to do now. It was worth every second. And I know you're trying to reconcile it, so this is an easy answer. This isn't a thing you got to do. This is a thing you got to think. You got to think about the future and what you want to do, and is it going to be worth it? And the answer is for you to write novels and thrillers and things like that. You can write those now while you're doing all the other things. And I know you got a million things going on, but ask for some help. Find a pocket of time each week to write something and see the big picture. Begin to make the sacrifices. Make the changes in your life over the next 2 years that would allow you to fast forward this journey over the following 2 years. But if you got to wait 5 to 7 to get that first book published, hey, it'll be worth it. Trust me. You got to think about the future, not the now. And rest on that when you think, oh, I don't want to wait. Well, you don't have any choice. You're doing life anyway. So imagine that future, that desired future. Start doing things now to make that a reality. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts, such as the Entree Leadership Podcast with Daniel Tardy.
Hey, this is Daniel Tardy, host of the Entree Leadership Podcast. We believe that small business is the backbone of the American economy. And we also know it can be really hard to win in business. So we're here to help. On the Entree Leadership Podcast, we talk about the practical ways that you can grow yourself, your team, and your profits. Join us every week as we talk to entrepreneurs, CEOs, thought leaders, best-selling authors, and more to help you on the journey of winning at business.
You can start your journey at entreleadership.com/podcast, or you can search Entree Leadership wherever you listen to podcasts.